cake is beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh. Hey, wait a minute. Thelma made this cake?
She sure did.
This cake's supposed to make Dad happy, not sick.
Well, then we better figure a way to cover up your face.
You got some nerve with that.
All right, children. Now, I don't want any of that fighting tonight.
Gee, Thelma, this icing sure is good.
Thanks.
Hey, Ma, how you like my sign? I spared none of my ebony genius.
Hey, JJ.
Why, it looks great. Oh, I'm getting so excited. It's hard to believe that your daddy is graduating from trade school.
Well, just in case he don't make it, I got that covered, too.
What you talking about, JJ? Daddy can't miss. He's the highest in his class.
I know, Michael. Just jiving.
Just think, children. When your daddy walks through that door, he's gonna be a licensed heavy equipment operator.
Ooh, yeah, driving all those big machines, working on all those fancy construction projects. Woo!
Yeah, but I'm gonna feel a little weird walking up to Dad and asking him for the keys to the bulldozer. Oh.
JJ.
With 16 on the floor, my main woman, Delilah, is gonna be begging for more!
I've seen Delilah, and you need a bulldozer to lift her.
You calling my girlfriend fat?
Yeah, I'm calling her fat.
Hey, Michael, come on down here. Now, you done seen Delilah. Do you think she's fat?
Well, JJ, let me put it to you this way. When you and Delilah stand next to each other, y'all look like the number 10.
All right, children. Michael, I'm surprised at you. You're never in these hassles.
Mama, I've been in the sideline for 13 years. I think it's about time for me to get into the game.
Lord have mercy. Now I got 3 shouters and only 2 ears.
Woo-wee! Flo, honey, did you see a guy running down the hall about 6'2", looking like Harry Belafonte?
No, neither did I.
Hey, come on, Gramps, here you go. I had a gift wrap for you kids down at the boutique. Your father's gonna love your present.
Thanks, Flona.
Speaking of fathers, where is the graduate?
He ain't back from school yet.
Oh, Flo, you gotta be proud.
Yep.
There ain't many guys as old as James who could turn around and start over, going to school at his age.
Wait a minute, Willona. You are exactly the same age he is.
I never knew that. Willona, you mean you're
fortunate. Fortunate enough to be as young as your father, honey. I'm still in the Pepsi generation, and I intend to keep those flip-tops popping till the day I die. Can you hear me?
James, honey, what happened? Did you graduate?
Has the pig got knuckles? Oh! Well, this is supposed to be a party. Let's get it on.
Oh, James is beautiful.
Ain't it? You are now looking at a skilled laborer. No more busting my back on the loading dock at Brady's. This means good pay, good jobs, and goodbye, 79-cent muscatel, and hello, $1.50 champagne.
Well, hello, hello, hello.
Champagne? Ooh. Honey, that's nice, but can we afford it?
Well, it's cheaper than gasoline. Every time I go out with a dude now, instead of using perfume, I put 2 drops of high test behind each ear.
What you think you're doing? You ain't old enough to drink.
I'm 18. I'm old enough to die for my country.
You don't put that glass down, you're gonna die in your living room. Get some Kool-Aid with Thelma and Michael.
Aw, don't feel bad, JJ. You may not be old enough to drink yet, but they can always use you as a swizzle stick.
Quiet, everybody. Listen, I want to make a toast to my husband, the graduate.
Hey!
Now, there are not many men who has his love and courage and devotion.
And good looks.
Oh. And modesty.
Wait a minute, hold on. I want to make a toast here.
Oh, no.
Please.
Short and sweet, honey.
Dad, until recently, we just been getting by. And getting by without getting a taste starts getting to you. Get me? But starting tomorrow, we're gonna be start getting more so we can start getting over, so we can start getting to the business of getting down.
Chamberlain!
Junior?
Let me, Daddy.
Shut up, JJ!
If I was you, I wouldn't get too carried away. Your daddy don't have that construction job yet.
Oh, Florida, with that diploma, there ain't gonna be no problem. That school practically promised me a job.
Oh, Daddy, we all made this for you.
Yes.
Oh, what you got there, baby?
Surprise, surprise.
Let me see here. Well, look at this. Well, I bet you ain't nobody in the city got one like this.
Let me try it on you.
Yeah. A man of might and the proud father of kid Dynamite!
Oh, Jimmy. Honey, it looks fine. Just fine.
Yeah, baby, looks like we're gonna finally grab a hold of some of the things we've been dreaming about.
Yeah, and Dad, why don't you start the ball rolling by giving me a raise in my allowance?
Yeah, that's a good idea, Junior. How much you getting now?
Nothing.
Well, starting tomorrow, I'm gonna double it.
Wait a minute.
I'm just jiving, Junior. Look here. In honor of this special occasion, you can have some champagne.
Thanks, Dad.
Looks like you got double nothing again.
Well, Ma, how do I look?
Kind of like a skinny brown mushroom.
I think it looks good, Ma. A hard hat for a soft head.
Oh, Thelma, why don't you go tickle yourself with a collard green?
All done, Michael.
Hey, great, Ma.
Why don't you try it on?
Okay. Now I have a club jacket like all the other guys.
Hey, Michael, what's that emblem stand for?
You don't know what black action is, JJ?
Sure, it's JJ's mouth running.
Thelma, please, don't start that again.
Black action is a club. We try to hip young brothers to black pride, awareness, and get them into self-respect. Mama, can you fix this zipper? It seems to be stuck.
I'll rub a little wax on it so it could move easier. Come on, go in the bedroom.
All right.
Now, one of you kids get the door, please?
Sure, Ma. The eldest will get it. Hello.
Hello. Are you Mr. James Evans, the man of the house?
I'm James Evans, Jr.
The freak of the house.
Well, is your father in?
No, he isn't, but my mother will be out in a minute.
Good, good, good. My company likes to keep an eye on trade school grads in the area. We have a fine investment opportunity for people just like your parents who are kind of moving up in the world.
Well, then, you want to talk to me. Sit down there, man. Go ahead on. Sit down.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Now, what kind of investment you talking about here? Stocks? Bonds? Dream books?
No, no. Land.
Land? What kind of land?
Cemetery plots.
Ma!
Hello, Mrs. Evans. I was just telling your children about something that I know you'll be interested in. My company's new project. It's called Eternal Estates.
Eternal Estates?
Mm-hmm.
Is that one of those retirement communities?
No, Ma. It's the next step.
Well, if my husband gets a job, we just might consider making that move.
Ma, you don't understand.
Is it in a nice, quiet area?
Don't worry, Ma. You won't hear a peep out of the neighbors.
Mrs. Evans, I really think I should explain.
All right, from long bread to short bread.
James, what's wrong?
What's wrong is there ain't a construction job open in this town.
But your school practically guaranteed you a job.
Yeah, but they didn't check with President Ford. Maybe the recession is over for him, but it ain't for us. He's swimming and we drowning. What the hell are you selling?
Cemetery plots.
What?
Cemetery plots?
Oh, that's just great. The economy done killed me. Now this dude wants to burn me. Well, forget it, man.
Mr. Evans, you're really making a mistake.
Out.
But Mr. Evans...
Out!
All right, Mr. Evans, you know, it's your funeral. You can either pay me now or you know you're gonna have to pay me later.
You want a down payment?
Calm down.
Well, why should I calm down, Floyd? I invested a lot of time and money in getting that diploma. It ain't worth a nickel, because there ain't no jobs open. And I thought we was moving up.
Have you tried the union hall, Daddy?
Yeah. They gave me the one ads and a map of the city.
Oh. Well, James, there seem to be a lot of want ads there.
Yeah, that's because a lot of people want jobs.
Well, there must be some jobs in this paper.
Yeah, here's one. Wanted fry cook. Here's another one. Wanted topless waitress. Hey, wait a minute. They're both for the same job. You see what I mean, Florida?
James, honey, there's still no need to get so upset. You can't fight the economy.
Fight it? I ain't even laid a glove on it. This diploma, I got a good mind.
Oh, no, James, don't, please.
Oh, what's the use?
No, honey, I'll get it. Hello? Yes, he is. James, it's for you. Come on, honey, it's the union. Come on.
Yeah? Speaking. What? Oh, you jiving. Really? Yeah, I'm waiting, man. How much does this job pay? Wee, I'll take it, man. Now, where's the job located? You want to say that again? No, it don't matter. I'll take it anyhow. I'll be down there tomorrow to sign up. Right. Y'all get yourself together, because this construction work is taking you out to dinner tonight. Yeah. The union got me a job.
What?
And that ain't all, baby. I got a contract for 1 year at $500 a week.
$500 a week? We don't have a pot big enough to hold that kind of cabbage.
And we'll buy one.
James, that's fantastic. Where's the job?
Out of town. Come on, now, let's go.
Where out of town, James?
Out west. Come on,
where
now, let's go.
West Peoria?
Nah, further west. Let's go now.
Oh, Woonsocket, South Dakota?
Will you please?
I know, Daddy. Seattle, Washington?
No, but you're getting warm now. Come on, let's go now.
James, where's the job?
Oh, baby, the good job is good for 1 year, $500 a week. Let's go eat.
James! Where is the job?
Alaska.
Alaska!
Yeah, that's right, baby, Alaska. I'm gonna be working on the pipeline.
James, I don't know if I could just pick up and move to such a godforsaken place.
Yeah, Daddy, and I don't want to leave all my friends.
And neither do I, Daddy.
And what about me? I'm about to start going out with Eskimo chicks. Rubbing noses don't exactly turn me on.
Try it, JJ. You'll be the first nappy Nanook of the North.
You got some nerve, y'all.
All right, knock it off.
Daddy, where would we live? Alaska's too new to have ghettos.
Look, there's something y'all don't seem to understand. We ain't going to Alaska. I am.
James, what you mean?
Oh, baby, that pipeline is out in the middle of nowhere.
Well, you just can't pick up and go off and leave us for a year.
Well, what am I gonna do, Florida? I can't find no good paying jobs around here.
Well, you still got your job at Brady's. You're assistant foreman.
Some assistant foreman. They fired the one dude that was working under me. Besides, baby, this job in Alaska pays $500 a week. You know what that means?
Honey, the money is good, but...
But nothing, baby. It's only gonna be for 1 year. Florida, with that money, we'll be able to save up money for the kids' college. We'll be able to move out of here and start living good.
Oh, James, I don't want to live good. I want to live with you.
Huh?
You know what I mean.
Yeah, Daddy, we want to live with you, too.
Yeah, Daddy, please don't go.
Yeah, Dad.
Now, look here, kids. The seniority I get on this job, when I get back, I'll be able to get jobs I ain't got a chance at now.
Yeah, being black in Alaska has its definite advantages. They'll never lose Dad in the snow.
James, I just can't believe you'd do this. You're gonna leave three children without a father for a whole year.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Florida. I thought about that. But look at them. They ain't kids no more. I mean, they're practically adults.
Michael is only 13. A boy that age needs a father, especially in this neighborhood. Those streets are full of bad habits just waiting to be picked up.
Now, look, babe, we didn't raise no ignorant kids. I mean, they know right from wrong. And if they forget while I'm gone, just give them a refresher course.
That's a father's job.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You're the one always telling me a woman can do anything a man can do.
Well, I was wrong. There ain't a woman on earth as stubborn as you are.
Stubborn? Now, what makes you say I'm stubborn? I ain't stubborn. I'm just saying ain't nobody gonna make me change my mind. I'm going to Alaska.
Over my dad's snowshoes.
Dad, you want to know what I think about this?
No.
See, Thelma, I told you not to interrupt them when they argue.
Well, I don't understand you sometimes. All I'm trying to do is make a better life for all of us.
James, is it worth it leaving your family for a whole year? Do we live that bad?
Well, let's face it, Florida, we don't live that good. I mean, we are poor. And if you was to make a list of all the things that people want to be, poor would be right down at the bottom of the list, just above sick and dead.
So what? We've been poor all our lives, and we always got through without you leaving the family to do it. James, why are you doing it?
I'm doing it for us. It's the first time in my life I had a chance to accomplish something.
Mm-hmm. Then you're not doing it for us, you're doing it for you.
I'm doing it for us.
Well, us don't want you to do it.
Oh, look, I'm taking the job and I don't want to hear no more about it. I'm going to Alaska. Now let's go out and celebrate the good news and have some fun.
I'm going to a club meeting. See you later, Mom.
Bye. Okay, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Okay.
James still hasn't changed his mind, huh? Well, I just want to tell you that whatever goes down, you can count on me.
What does that mean, Milano?
Now, if I tell you something, you promise you won't get upset?
Tell me.
You know Dwight Johnson, the guy I used to go with?
Yeah.
Well, honey, he used to work on a pipeline, too, for 18 months in Texas. And those dudes were stranded so far out in the sticks, the company flew in entertainment every weekend.
Entertainment?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of entertainment?
L-I-V-E lie.
Okay, Bologna. I get it.
All right.
Oh, come Daddy, on now. I done told you the answer is no.
What's going on?
Well, I told Daddy I can get a full-time job at the county hospital.
And I'll sell my art supplies.
And Michael's trying to get a job at the drugstore delivering orders.
You hear that, James?
They're all willing to sacrifice to keep you home.
Now, look, what kind of home is it going to be with everybody working? Won't be nobody home. The answer is no.
James, I tell you, we could do it.
Case closed, oh. Florida.
Well, it's nice to see you keeping an open mind, James.
Oh, now, come on, baby. Stop crying. It's gonna be just as tough on me as it is on you. I ain't gonna be doing nothing but working and getting homesick.
And being entertained.
Huh?
Oh, Wilona told me what goes on in them construction camps.
Oh, Wilona, Princess Running Mouth. Look, I heard all about them camps, too, but you don't think I'm gonna be involved in none of that stuff, do you?
No, you wouldn't, James.
All I'm gonna be doing is marking on the calendar and writing letters to you every night.
Like this?
What's that?
It's a letter I got long time ago. James, you know, we only been apart one day in all the 20 years of our marriage.
Yeah, that was one day I went out of town looking for work.
Mm-hmm. You weren't even gone 24 hours and you wrote me a 10-page letter.
Yeah, every time I tried to fall asleep, I had to add another page.
James, this is only for one day. What you gonna do when you're gone for a whole year?
Use up a hell of a lot of pencils.
You know, This is the only love letter I ever got.
It better be. It's the only one I ever wrote.
I didn't get the job, Florida, but I don't care. Being away from you hurts me too much. I'll never leave you again.
Oh, Flora, that was a young boy talking.
Whatever happened to him?
He grew up. Florida, we're talking about $500 a week.
James, I'm talking about you.
But baby, when is the last time anybody around here even seen $500 a week? I've been knocked around enough to know you just can't pass up a chance like this, baby. Oh, now, come on. Now, come on.
It's pretty quiet in there.
Maybe Ma gave in.
Not a chance.
Maybe Dad gave in.
Never.
Well, maybe I should go in there. They probably need some advice from a neutral party.
JJ, you go in there and Dad'll break you in half.
Just a thought that popped inside my head.
It must have been awful lonesome.
I'm okay.
Daddy, come here. Michael's hurt.
I said I'm okay.
Michael,
Michael,
Michael, Michael.
Hey, Michael. Honey, are you hurt?
No, Mom, I'm okay.
Michael, you been fighting?
Yeah, Daddy, I had to fight. Keith got beat up and robbed. And I don't know how bad Eddie's hurt, but I barely got away myself.
Well, who is this dude? I'll tear him apart.
Well, there were six of them.
Sound like a job for Dad.
Junior, shut up. Now, I want to know what happened, Michael.
Well, Daddy, we were down the block selling the Defender, trying to raise money for our club, when these six cats from the Satanites came and started pushing us around. After they robbed Keith, one of them pulled the knife on me.
My God.
So I hit him with a stack of papers and ran.
Michael, maybe you could have really been hurt.
Well, now calm down, baby. It's all over.
Yeah, for now. But we gonna get back at those dudes.
No, you ain't getting back at nobody.
Daddy, what kind of club would we be if we let everybody push us around? That's what we stand for. Black pride. If you come down on a guy wearing one of these jackets, you're coming down on all of us.
Now, wait a minute, mister. You just back up. The only reason I let you join this club is because you said it stood for self-pride and awareness. But if your club is talking about revenge, then they become nothing but a gang, and you just quit.
Hey, Daddy, you can't take my jacket from me.
Looks to me like I just did. Now, you want to discuss it?
No. What about black pride?
What about it? You don't need no gang for that. You black, just be proud.
Where are you going?
I'm going down to Union Hall, seeking to find me a job here in town.
James!
Well, Florida, I'm ashamed of you. Letting me go off to Alaska knowing my son needs me here in this jungle. Woman, sometimes you really surprise me.